B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, two bears throwing punches were caught on camera in a New Jersey town.
Yeah.
Rockaway residents said that their town is no stranger to bears, but this was a first. Joseph Sedita was across the street when it happened. He said, "I've never seen anything like that before." He captured video of the tussle from the safety of his car. Said, "I only recorded for like a minute, but they were going at it for like seven or eight probably. They were making a lot of growling noises at each other." He said their growls were also captured by neighbor Karen Buccelli.
That's a wild sound.
Who watched the animals duke it out from her second floor deck. He said, "At first I thought they were just fooling around, but they were really fighting, growling, making noises, crashing into bushes."
You want to hear it?
Yeah. She said, "I thought they were going to knock into my neighbor's pool and damage it, so that's when I started yelling at them to stop."
Was it just a territorial brawl, or what was it over?
Surprisingly, the bears actually listened, and they broke it up.
All right, sorry.
Buccelli, yeah, they got to shake hands after that, right?
Best of bros now. It's funny. We were beating the piss out of each other, now we're going to go out to the Hard Rock.
Buccelli says that her neighbors were home at the time. Richard Mine Road is a very wooded area. Bear sightings are not uncommon. One of the neighbors said, "Once it gets warm, they're all over the place."
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, this person lives right across the street. But while she missed this bear fight, she said she's seen her fair share of furry visitors. She said, "I've seen them strolling up and down the street, and I've seen them getting into garbage, but I've never seen a bear fight like that."
Hmm. So that sounds like an unsafe place to live,
yeah,
where the bears stroll up and down the street.
Mm-hmm. Plates and furniture were reportedly used as weapons after a mass brawl broke out on a British cruise ship. Six people were hurt as P&O's Britannia sailed to Southampton after a week-long trip to Norway's fjords. Good Morning Britain journalist Richard Gaisford, who was on board, said that he had been told the incident was sparked by a passenger taking offense at another holidaymaker dressed as a clown.
That's what set him off?
That's it.
Happy clown?
A man and a woman in their 40s have been arrested on suspicion of assault.
And I punched this guy in the face.
Now, Mr. Gaisford from Good Morning Britain said that he first became aware of the trouble when an emergency tannoy was made in the early hours of Friday for security staff to attend Britannia's 16th floor restaurant. He said, "Witnesses told me that they were so frightened they had to hide as family groups fought. The people suspected of being behind the violence were confined to a cabin for the last day of the cruise." He said the violence occurred after a black tie evening and an afternoon of patriotic partying on deck when large amounts of alcohol were consumed. He said one witness explained to staff that things kicked off when another passenger appeared dressed as a clown. This upset one of their party because they'd specifically booked a cruise with no fancy dress. That's a costume party.
Like a costume, okay.
Yeah.
So they specifically did not want any clowns, and he violated the clown code.
And it just pissed
them
off.
And that's it. Enough!
It led to a
this
violent
is ridiculous.
Confrontation. A P&O cruise spokesperson said, "Following an incident on board Britannia on Thursday evening, we can confirm that all guests have now disembarked and the matter is now in the hands of local police."
Come on, Dan. The guy punched me right in the face.
Police said its officers attended the ship when it was docked and investigations are ongoing.
So they're all wearing tuxedos. The one guy's in a clown suit.
Yep.
All right. And that's the whole focus of this fight.
Piss somebody off.
Damn clown.
All right, now this is weird, okay?
Right.
So listen to these words. The former assistant of Mother Teresa was killed in a bar brawl in the United Kingdom.
What? Wait, what? Teresa's assistant
That's
killed in a bar brawl.
I brought this up, yep. Mark Bloomfield died in the hospital Saturday from injuries sustained in the altercation outside of the Full Moon Pub in Wales three days earlier.
Mother Teresa's former bodyguard?
No, it was her assistant. Yeah, the circumstance of the attack is unclear. Police said a 61-year-old man has been charged in connection with Bloomfield's death and two others were arrested and released. Bloomfield's family said the former special assistant to Mother Teresa in Calcutta had believed in empowering others to help themselves and improve their circumstances. His family said that he will continue to have an impact on others' lives as a registered organ donor. Isn't that weird?
God almighty.
Yeah.
Literally.
An Indiana woman reportedly showed up to a meeting with a probation officer wearing somebody else's dentures.
Oh, my God.
According to the sheriff's office Facebook page, a woman reported her dentures stolen Monday and said Joan Childers had not only taken the teeth, but was also sporting the stolen smile.
Do you look good?
That same day, a deputy had a meeting with Childers in which he noticed that she was wearing dentures that were clearly not hers.
I made them extra sloppy for you.
On Wednesday, deputies located Childers at her home and spoke with her about the stolen teeth. While there, they reported...
These are my teeth. These are mine.
While there...
I don't think so,
but they are.
While there, they reportedly spotted the dentures in question, easily identified by the victim's name written on them.
Wow. Well, that indicts her.
Childers is facing theft charges in the dentures.
That name right there is not your name.
And the dentures have been recovered, by the way. So, wow.
I mean, it's just disgusting to put someone else's dentures in your mouth.
Yep. All right, and then one last story. Three yaks that...
Three yaks.
I just love the way this starts.
Three yaks.
Three yaks that charged a hiker in Massachusetts.
What?
Have been recaptured.
There are yaks in Massachusetts?
Yakety yak.
And Animal Control posted on Facebook that the yaks were caught Thursday morning.
I just walked along and three yaks had charged at me.
A hiker in the Bear Hole Reservoir Recreation Area was charged by three yaks about 8 p.m. on Wednesday.
Are there wild yaks?
No, they appeared docile, so someone approached within 6 feet. But then one put its head down and snorted and then charged.
That's when all hell breaks loose.
And then the other two joined in the chase. No one was hurt. Police say the yaks appeared to have escaped from a farm in nearby Westfield.
A yak attack.
They will be returned home. The horned animals can weigh up to 1,200 pounds and are native to Asia, by the way. So
not the woods of Massachusetts.
Not the woods of Massachusetts.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
A series of black bear encounters, including a woman getting bit through the tent she was in, has led officials in Yellowstone National Park to take action.
This one has a filling.
To eliminate the offending bears and educate the public on food storage. Incidents involving black bears match the average number of conflict for the park per year, but the encounters were more serious than average.
I'm keeping the burger patties in my panties.
Last month at a backcountry campsite along Little Cottonwood Creek, a black bear bit into a tent and bruised a woman's thigh. Fortunately for the woman, the bite did not break the skin because of the thickness of the tent fabric and the sleeping bag she was in.
That's miraculous.
Suspecting that it was a bear that had gotten access to human food in this same area in previous years, rangers set up cameras and a decoy tent at the campsite to see if the bear continued its behavior.
A person in a sleeping bag person would be like a pudding pop.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and on June 11th, rangers were on the scene where the bear returned and aggressively tore up the decoy tent, so they had to kill that bear.
Wow, man. That's horrible.
Earlier this month, the black bear consumed 10 pounds of human food that was left unattended as campers packed up gear at a backcountry campsite along the Lamar River. And the next evening, campers at the same campsite experienced numerous encounters with the same bear. Hazing the bear away failed, and the bear was killed on July 10th. Since July 18th, a black bear has caused property damage to tents and vehicles in its search for human food at the Front Country Indian Creek Campground. Park staff haze this bear away and set up cameras so if the bear returns, staff will take appropriate action.
How do they haze it? Do they make it carry a Bing Cherry in its ass?
I think so, yeah. And sit on a block of ice for an hour. Yep.
We weren't allowed to leave any food in the car, and the rangers told us that includes like any French fries or ketchup packets or anything.
Wow.
Like, and this was in the Sierra Nevada. And anytime we went hiking, we had to use these bear cans, which are these things that you put all the food in.
That's good bear.
Well, no. Your food goes in so the bears can't open it up.
Hey, crack open another bear for me, would you?
Mm-hmm. Mm, ice cold.
Ooh, that is good. Mm. Kodiak.
Let's see. How about this? Florida wildlife officials are backtracking. They're clarifying instructions to the public about killing non-native iguanas. Now, a Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission statement released Thursday says that members of the public who are not capable of safely and humanely removing iguanas from their property should seek assistance from professionals. A news release earlier this month said people should exterminate the large green lizards on their properties as well as in 22 public lands.
Kill them! Kill them all!
South Florida.
Kill them all!
Here's the deal. It didn't say how civilians should try to do that. So people started taking out their guns going after the iguanas.
Murder them!
So in Thursday's statement, Commissioner Rodney Barreto says that it was unfortunately conveyed that they were asking the public to shoot iguanas.
Did you see the picture? I guess it's of a lizard eating a monkey, Preston?
No.
It's all over the internet. It's just something really chilling about that.
But he says now that's not the case, explaining that this is not the Wild West, and you should not go out shooting iguanas. Iguanas aren't dangerous, but can dig lengthy tunnels and damage seawalls, sidewalks, and landscape foliage.
So what's the recommendation for killing them if you're not going to shoot them?
They didn't. They said call the professionals to take care of it, but I don't know. Maybe use a cinder block. I'm not really sure.
Just back over it like Kathy does with the possums in her neighborhood.
Yep.
Wow. Speaking of a cinder block, this is pretty messed up. Arrested in the death of his wife, Nathaniel Robertson admitted during an interview with sheriff's detectives to beating her with a concrete block. But Robertson, in a confusing, rambling statement, said he did it to give her compassion and mercy. As he said, quote, the alignments were not in place to protect her. He said that he had been infected by mayonnaise that they put in him. And the they, in this case, was a group of brutal, powerful people that Robertson said he could not identify. There was something inside him releasing information from the Revolutionary War.
Right.
He told investigators, asked if he used drugs.
I'd like to apologize to Jennifer Garner and her pool boy, Ben Affleck, for incorporating them into my fantasy life. I apologize to anyone who's been offended by my fictional creations, Chrysagon, the Philosopher of Evil, and the Skull Sealer.
And this is all because of mayonnaise?
Yes. He said he was asked if he used drugs, and he said he used ice to help him breathe. Ice is meth. And he said that he had been ingesting crystal, which a detective understood to mean crystal meth.
Okay.
And he said, I didn't want it to be a painful thing, he said. I didn't want to hit her a bunch of times. I wanted to end it, and I didn't want her suffering.
So he used a cinder block.
He used a cinder block.
Jesus. Because he figured that would be the most humane way to do it.
Wow. Okay. How about this? A man in Thailand recently found out why he was having so much trouble breathing while he slept at night. Turns out it was because of his overly affectionate cat. LaFontaine? Yeah, set up a camera in his home just to see how his cat, Etchy, spends his day while he's away. After having problems sleeping, he decided to turn the camera on towards his bed to see if he could figure out why. Steve?
I saw the picture.
Oh, my God.
It's
this
hilarious.
Cat lays completely on the guy's face, puts his belly on the guy's face, and just lays on it while he sleeps. And I guess the dude didn't know this was going on.
How could you not? Honestly,
yes.
He must sleep like a log.
In a series of photos, Achi is seen looking curiously at LaFontaine. He then slowly creeps his way closer and closer to his face before getting completely comfortable and sitting down on top of his nose and mouth. Despite Achi's disturbing his slumber, LaFontaine said, I feel very much in love with him, that he loves me like this.
Okay. My there cat Cupcake will, if I'm sleeping, Preston, I'll pull the blanket over my head just a little bit. You know, the pillow, I create this little area to breathe in because I know Cupcake comes on the bed. She's going to try to wake me up. and the little paw comes in between the blanket and the pillow, mm-hmm. and she pushes on my nose to wake me up. But when they want affection, or they want what they want.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.